I mean, obviously our second half was significantly better. I think we were really flat. I think we generated shots, but I don't think kind of our finishing put us in a position to go up. I mean, certainly their goalie did a great job. I think Jen did a great job on the circle. But I think we kind of early on in the game put ourselves in too big of a hole.
You talked about kind of the difference between the both halves. What did you see different between the first half and the second half?
Our pace of play was significantly, like, we had more of a sense of urgency. I think we had a better just like intensity and kind of grit about us and kind of in our pace of play in the second half. I think we generated looks in the first half, but I think we were still a little flat overall, which I think was really tough. And so, I mean, we didn't change a ton. I think it was just kind of the rate at which we moved from kind of an intensity and a pace standpoint made a big difference for sure.
And then how did fouls and violations impact your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think we were obviously really undisciplined. I think kind of with 25 fouls to their 13, especially 10 in the second quarter, I think that that's where we weren't necessarily moving our feet and swinging and instead. And so I think that that just gave them opportunities. I mean, they went 6-for-7 off the 8-meter, 4-for-4 in the second quarter. So I think that that's gonna hurt you for sure.
And if you just touch a little bit on the just kind of the discrepancy between saves for and saves against, it was 2 for you guys and 14 for them. Just kind of how that ended up impacting things.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was probably the biggest thing that we haven't had. I think our goalies have both been super reliable, both Hammer and Ariel the last few weeks, and I think that this was obviously not their best game, but I also think we didn't help ourselves by kind of finishing our shots, even maybe when the goalies don't have the best day. But I thought their goalie had a great day, and I think that that's definitely, I think, one of the big difference makers between the two teams.
And what can you say about Jane Feeney's performance, particularly in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, Jane wants to win. I think that there's such a will to win. You can see, I think she's willing to kind of do everything she can to put the team on her back. And I think that that's something we love. I think just across the board, I think I think she's such an intense player, which is so fun to watch. And I think that it was definitely she was good to have on the field at the end of the game, and I think for her, as she continues to get more experience, I think it'll be better and better.
Teams just kind of had a lot of struggles on the score sheet recently. You guys are 1-4 in your last 5. Just what's the message in that room right now? What do you think you guys need to do better all around?
Yeah, I mean, I think that coming out of our Army game, I think we felt strong. I think that Colgate, we played well. I wouldn't say we played great, but I think for us, I think we got to get back to kind of doing what we're able to do and kind of what's in our control. I think that that's a big piece of just as we head into another quick turnaround with the conference game on Saturday is just us being able to start the game with an intensity. And be able to kind of play the way we know we're capable of playing for a full 4 quarters.